What a day. I just don't know where to start. I'm Bartholomew, by the way. I've just started following this really great guy called Jesus. My cousin took me to meet him last year when I was staying with him in Galilee. And when I'd heard he'd came into Gennesaret, where I live, I just rushed to see him again. And then day after day, I've been listening to him, following him. I mean, this man, there's just something about him. I could listen to him talk for hours. The righteous shall inherit the earth like the sun. That's something he said. And the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Not sure I completely get that one. But the thing is, with this Jesus, sometimes he can just be so confusing. Take today. I was out walking with him and his group. We were traveling out of town on the road towards Tyre and Sidon. And there's this really great atmosphere. Everyone's chatting, singing, sharing bread, getting on like a house on fire. But then suddenly, this awful woman ran out onto the road and started howling, crying out, "Son of David! Son of David!" Well, she meant Jesus, you see. That's what I forgot to mention. That's what's so amazing about him. People are saying Jesus is the king of the Jews, as great as our ancestor David. Maybe he's even the Messiah who will restore the Jewish nation to glory. And when you see him, you kind of believe it. You can tell there is something different about him. He's got serious potential. That's what drew me to hang around with him. I think he might be going to be somebody. Well, it seemed like the old bag knew who he was too. She trailed after him all morning, heckling, making a terrific fuss. We shot her some dirty looks, I can tell you. And James and John tried to shoo her away, but she just moaned and cried and called out louder. So much for a happy walk with some friends. We couldn't hear ourselves think, let alone make conversation. Jesus didn't seem that bothered, which kind of surprised me. I mean, it doesn't exactly do his reputation any good to be followed by scum like that. He's never going to attract the right sort of followers if he's got riffraff like that hanging around. Maybe he was trying the wall of silence technique. But trust me, it wasn't very effective. She wasn't put off at all. Just kept yelling, "Have mercy! Have mercy!" After a while, Peter lost patience and said, "For goodness sake, Lord, send her away. She's spoiling our morning." So Jesus finally turned round and spoke to her. Started off quite reasonable, explaining that he was the Jewish Messiah and was only interested in the house of Israel, not Samaritans. But when that didn't get rid of her, he got real and said, "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." "That's right, Jesus," I was thinking. "Tell it like it is." That's another thing about Jesus. He doesn't mince his words. You should have heard some of the things he said about the Pharisees. Anyway, I wasn't a bit surprised to hear him call this wretched woman a dog. What totally shocked me was what happened next. I took a few steps closer in case he needed someone to back him up. But suddenly I saw her face and she was smiling at him. Then I glanced round and looked at his face and he wasn't looking angry. Actually, his eyes were all twinkling, like he might be about to grin. I saw him raise one eyebrow at her. And suddenly it was like they were mates, engaging in a bit of friendly banter. I was appalled. I think we all were. For goodness sake, no self-respecting Jewish man would look at a woman like that, let alone start a conversation. I began to have second thoughts about Jesus. Maybe he's not the great leader I thought he was. I mean, I'm all for shaking things up a bit. Those snooty Jewish elders could definitely do with taking down a peg or two. And if he wants to take a more liberal approach to the Pharisees' traditions, well, fair enough. Hand-washing rituals might be a bit overstated. But this, I mean, you have to have some standards. Surely Jesus can't expect his friends to associate with Samaritans. What sort of club is this? If these people are involved, I don't think I want to join. I think I would have walked away right there and then, but there was something about the woman that fascinated me. Her attitude was amazing. For a start, I just couldn't believe a woman, and what's more, a Samaritan woman, a complete nobody, would have the confidence to speak to somebody like Jesus. And she spoke to him like an equal, like she knew him. And more than that, it was what she said. She just spoke up quite clearly and said, "Yes, Lord." But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Just like that, not even attempting to justify her. Not pretending that she was as good as us Jews. It was like she already knew she was a complete lost cause, was quite ready to see herself as the dog Jesus had called her. But that didn't put her off. It was bizarre. She seemed to expect that she, a worthless nobody, could come into the presence of Jesus and be valued and listened to without having any credentials, just because she asked. A bit rich, don't you think? But Jesus was taken with it. You could tell. He was really impressed. He smiled and put a hand on her shoulder. I couldn't believe it. He's never been that pally with me. I mean, what's the point of being a respectable Jew, paying taxes, keeping fasts? Where's that ever got me? When I met Jesus and his friends, and they were nice to me straight away, well, I assumed it was because I was such a good person. Surely they took one look at me and said, "There goes a decent, God-fearing fellow, he's clearly one of us." Didn't they? Now I'm not so sure. Maybe there isn't anything that special about me at all. Maybe I'm not better than Samaritans or tax collectors. Maybe Jesus lets anyone follow him, just because they ask. Then Jesus surprised me again. He said, "Woman, great is your faith." What does that mean? I mean, I have faith that the God of Abraham will send his Messiah and vindicate the house of Israel. But that can't mean anything to her. She's not even a Jew. She didn't seem to have any thoughts about the salvation of the world. She was just on about some kid of hers, as if Jesus would be interested in the life of an insignificant little girl. Seems like a cheek to me to expect Jesus to give his attention to an ordinary domestic affair. But it seemed like this woman and her daughter were depending on Jesus personally. Like they trusted him. Like they believed he actually cared about their individual lives. Funnily enough, it seemed like he really did. Like he really does. He assured the woman her daughter had been healed just because he wanted to bless them. Well, the woman was over the moon, of course, weeping and carrying on, thanking him for having mercy on her and the child. What's mercy? Is that giving things to people when they don't deserve them? Anyway, I'm not sure I can stick with him anymore after this. I probably won't go out following him again. But there was something amazing about today. It's the way Jesus and the Samaritan woman looked at each other, like they really connected, like they had a real relationship. I still think I would like Jesus to look at me like that one day. Only, well, all this time, I've been trying to impress him, hoping to gain some kudos, always thinking how brilliant it would be to be his friend. But now, I feel a bit apprehensive. Because when Jesus looked at that woman, it was like he saw straight through her Samaritan skin and looked right inside her. If he looked at me, clearly no amount of Jewish lineage and tradition is going to impress him, he'd see right inside my heart. What was it that Jesus was saying the other day when he was talking to the Pharisees? Something about, it's the things that come from inside of us that defile a person. Eating the right food and washing your hands doesn't make the difference between a person who is right with God and a person who isn't. I'm starting to wonder if maybe it's me who's in need of mercy. Maybe I should go back tomorrow after all. I think it's time I had a good chat with Jesus.